Each of those humans who have given birth to those points of desire. Start again. We want to make sure you're getting this. So in your human form, you know what you don't want, so you know what you do want. And plunk, there it is in vibrational escrow. Somebody else in their human form knows what they don't want and knows what they do want. And plunk, there it is in vibrational escrow. Now, law of attraction works on those and brings those together. So now there are two people, we're really oversimplifying this, but there are two people out here who have desires that are over here in vibrational escrow. In other words, your counterparts have found one another. Vibrationally speaking. And now it's up to you to release and allow yourself to go along. So it's possible that the love of your life, who really is looking for exactly the likes of you, is already over there, rendezvoused with his vibrational escrow. The question is, where are you? So we want you to understand that creation is really about vibrational rendezvousing. And we want you to understand that all of your vibrational rendezvousing has already taken place. Oh, you can constantly live more life and amend it. You're setting forth rockets of desires constantly, so your vibrational escrow is expanding. But we just want to put this all into the perspective of letting yourself go with the stream, because that's really what the art of allowing is. For a long while, we've been calling these gatherings the art of allowing. And the reason that we're calling it the art of allowing is because really it is your work to practice the art of dropping the oars and releasing the resistance. And when you do that, the stream, the powerful stream, will carry you. And you know where it will carry you to? It will carry you to all of the things that you've been asking for, all of the rendezvous points. If you are an actor looking for a part and you are a movie maker looking for an actor, the vibrational escrow parts of you are already over there making their movie, you see. They're already there. And if you are beating the drum of no one ever chooses me, or if you are the movie maker beating the drum of there are no good actors out there, then you are holding yourself apart from the movie that has already been made. But if you're out there in bliss, if you're out there feeling confident even though you've never made a movie, or if you're out there feeling wonderfully effective even though you've never been chosen for a movie, if you are using the mind power to bring yourself into vibrational alignment with the winning results you want, now you're following your bliss. Now you're moving in the direction of. And when you begin to let yourself move in this stream that we are talking about, what happens to you in your physical human form is that you begin to get impulses to do things, to go places, to make calls. In other words, you begin to feel this unquenchable thirst to do things that you never even thought of doing before. Suddenly you want to stop someplace you have never stopped before, and you have no reason for stopping, and you don't know why you're doing it. You just know you want to do it like nothing that you've ever wanted to do before. And when you get in there feeling like that, you're going to rendezvous with somebody else that was driving by and felt like that too, you see. We want you to understand that there is nothing that you cannot be or do or have. But today we want you to understand it in a whole new level. We want you to understand that there's nothing that you haven't already been. There's nothing that you haven't already done. And there isn't anything that hasn't already come. In other words, vibrationally speaking, it is all done. The art of allowing is you figuring out how to get up to speed with what you have already achieved. Makes sense to you, doesn't it, you leading edge fiends? You get this, don't you? And so understanding that, we just want to keep painting another picture, because we want you to understand from our vantage point, we are never impatient with you, and we are never annoyed with you, and we are never disappointed that you don't figure it out sooner. But what we are always aware of is how much of what you want from over there that's already done over here. And we marvel at times, we really do, that when things that you've been asking for years, that have been all queued up, that are just waiting for you to let go of the oars and move toward it, you're still telling those same old tired stories. And as you keep telling those same old stories about how it's been or how it is, you hold yourself vibrationally apart from that.